This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
Our next guest is Keshni Kemp. Keshni is the editor of Cosmo. Now, a lot of you, that name will ring a bell, probably more so for the female members of our community, but Cosmo is actually a sponsor and supporter of Mardi Gras.
We are.
And I was quite surprised by this, in a good way, because, you know, the magazine business is a tough business but Cosmo is a name that really, really has recognition amongst people. So, Keshni, Cosmo and Mardi Gras, tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a great partnership. We've been involved with Mardi Gras and supportive of the community for a long time, officially for 2 years. So for last year, we had our first Pride issue, which was our March issue. Ruby Rose was on the cover, and we celebrated Rainbow Warriors in the community in Australia who were doing the, you know, fighting the good fight and making sure that our readers certainly know about what they're doing and what they can do too. And then this year, we went above again, and we decided to partner with Mardi Gras to be sponsors for the event, and we did the same issue again. Miley Cyrus was on the cover, and we celebrated the Rainbow Warriors, and we also had activations at Fair Day and a few other things going on as well. We'll all be walking in the parade.
Hey, what's an activation?
So we were down there at Fair Day doing glitter beards, which is certainly an activation. It's an activation on the face of the beard.
Glitter beards are an activation. I love them. I love modern language.
It's
activations.
An activation, and we had, we had Wella down there as a partner with us for the day, and so people could come in and get their hair done and get a little makeup and, you know, get some social gifts and things like that. So, you know, it's really important for us to be present. The idea of Cosmo being created in the 60s was that we were the voice for the people who didn't have a voice, and so that was women at the time, and throughout the, you know, since we've been, since Cosmo has been, it's always been about, you know, telling the stories and making sure we're a part of the conversation and driving conversation. You know, we can't understand why it took us so long to legalise gay marriage. We can't understand that, and we want our readers to, you know, to read about it, to understand about it, to know that there are people who don't get to have the same rights as them for some unknown reason. So it's important to us.
So what I'm trying to understand why you've engaged with the LGBTI community and Mardi Gras in particular. So yep. What is it?
It's like I said, it's really about making sure that we are a voice for the, you know, being part of the conversation and driving conversation. You know, obviously.
But essentially, you're a straight mainstream.
Yeah, we've been long inclusive. Our sex section has always been a same sex. So it's always been inclusive. We have the use of inclusive language.
Wow.
It's not his and her. It's partner.
Wow.
That's been something we've been doing for a long time. It's normal to us. That's normal to us, and it should be normal to everyone. And we've been doing it for. This is not just a gimmick. It's not something that's new. Cosmo has been part of the conversation for a long time.
See, it's very interesting for me to hear that because, in a sense, you're reflecting sort of community practice and community attitudes.
Mm-hmm.
Yet our legislature is so far behind where we're at, and our community leaders still seem to be stuck in the 1950s.
It really boggles my mind. I cannot understand it. I don't understand why anybody would choose the
well,
right
somebody
else.
Well, you should ask Mac about that. Mac is an original 78er.
Well, yes, but I mean, if anyone had said to me back then, because how old is Cosmo, Keshni?
It was created in the 60s.
In the 60s,
US, yeah.
You know, is that Cosmo, you know, would become a supporter of Mardi Gras and an advocate for LGBTIQ rights.
Mm.
And this is where I think, and this is in a good way. I mean, I'm so amazed that a magazine, and of course Cosmo is part of Bauer, the Bauer Group, you know, which is a huge group of very, very, very good German company. Very, very diverse magazines.
Yes.
But magazines have to reflect the readers because otherwise they're not successful, are they?
Absolutely. And it's our place. You know, we are for a mass market. We speak to the millennial audience. You know, this generation and the generation following are the most progressive. This is normal for us every day. And so if we're not having those conversations, obviously we're out of touch. That doesn't make sense. So, you know, it's most fitting for us to drive that conversation within our company and within media, and hopefully others will follow suit.
What sort of feedback have you had from your readers?
So positive.
Both in print and obviously digital as well.
So positive, yeah. So positive. It's not surprising to them. I think it's surprising to others that we are doing, if people who don't read Cosmo, maybe it's surprising to, I mean, you've said it's kind of a shock to you. But for our readers, we've been using that language. We've been ensuring that we're inclusive for years. I've been with the brand almost a year, and the first issue that I did, we had one of our lesbian contributors do a kind of a parody of what people think that she's like, and that was the first issue. So it's not strange to us to include that kind of content, and I'm happy to be driving it.
So in terms of, you know, the reader feedback is good, mm-hmm. And a big part of doing a magazine, you know, is advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
So support from advertisers is strong for, you know, for this as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We had a partnership with Weller. Weller, who were with us on Fair Day, and also recently, we have a big partnership with Tinder also, who are heavily involved in Mardi Gras, and they've got a float this year. And
do they?
Yeah, they do.
See,
yeah.
I haven't looked at the list, Tass. He's looking at me blankly.
Well, the list goes on forever, of course. You'd need to actually set aside a whole afternoon to go through it.
That's right. But so, no, there's no problem from advertisers. In fact, it's been, you know, it was a great partnership with Weller, and it certainly doesn't deter anyone if that's what you're on.
See, I think the interesting thing for me is we had this conversation last year with a number of corporates.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we actually focused on sponsors and corporates who mm-hmm. are supporting Mardi Gras. And the consistent message that we received was that they do this for a couple of reasons. They do it to support their own staff,
mm-hmm.
to show that they are an inclusive employer.
Yeah.
They want to be the employer of choice,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to, you know, adopt a discriminatory attitude towards their workforce.
Yes.
And secondly, by doing that and by having an inclusive workforce, they can therefore be much more inclusive in their attitudes in our society,
mm-hmm.
and reflect the sorts of values and attitudes that exist in our society. I think that's what I'm hearing you say, that you do as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously our staff, we have a great mix of staff, and especially Bauer, it's very inclusive.
Mm.
It's we're blessed because we work in media, and I think that makes a difference. I think we're not all there yet, obviously. That's why we fight the good fight.
Mm.
But we're really inclusive. And yeah, if we're not talking about what millennials are talking about, then what's the point? That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be driving that conversation. And you know, it doesn't mean that we're speaking to, you know, there's still more work to do. There's still more that we can do, and we will.
So we ask this of all of our guests today. What are your key messages to our communities today on this very amazing occasion of the 40th anniversary of Mardi Gras?
My message would be that we've come such a long way. We're not there yet, though. So I think that, you know, we've got more work to do. It's a great day to celebrate, and it's especially because, you know, now we've got legalised marriage. That makes a big difference, and I think that'll be, you know, make even today even more special. But I think there's still work to do, and I think it's across the board. I think it's inclusivity for everybody and equality for everybody, and today's about celebrating that and the steps we've made so far.
Fantastic. And if you were one of our political leaders,
mm-hmm.
and you were able to cast your magic wand,
yes.
what would be the two or three things that you'd love to see happen and change?
I'd like to, I mean, like I said, we're very blessed in media that we're a very inclusive industry. I'd like to see that across industries and other industries. I think that there are still challenges there, and then they will come to the surface because we're scratching it now. But I think I'd like to see more inclusivity across workplaces so that everybody feels happy to be whoever they are. I'd like to see politicians be honest about what they think about it, and then I'd like to see them really understand the community and what we're asking for. I mean, I think that a lot of people were shocked about the vote for some reason on for legalising gay marriage, but that's what the people want, obviously. So I'd like to see them, you know, get to know a little more if they don't know already, really get to know the community.
Look, I think it's great. For an organisation to support it, a magazine to support it, and of course Bauer Media is run by a woman, Yvonne Bauer.
It is.
Oh, right.
Family company.
Mm-hmm.
Good German company.
Yes.
But great magazine. Great to see you doing it. Thank you so much, Keshni. And congratulations. I think it's... And thank you for coming out on a Saturday morning out to Artarmon.
Pleasure.
It's a long way out, isn't it?
It's all right.
Well, it's a long way from Melbourne. That's all I can say.
And, of course, Keshni gets one of our exclusive SatMag... mugs.
Espresso cups.
Espresso cups.
I am pumped
espresso.
About the mug. Thank
well,
you.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it? So, everyone, make sure you have a look at Cosmo. Have a look at it because they're supporting our community. It's really, really important. Thank you, Keshni. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Have fun tonight.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, CEO and Managing Director of Virgin Australia. You're listening to Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9 with Macca.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.